now, sit with us live and local on the home of local news. News Talk 1480 WHBC. This is Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook.
Well, here we are. We are on the doorstep of having a state championship game. The Massillon Tigers going after it again, and a familiar opponent. And we have, of course, on our WHBC Newsline this morning to give us a good preview of it, our play-by-play guy, Dan Belford. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Pammy. I think we could say we're down the stretch we come. You know, I think it's a season we never thought we would get to the starting line. And now today we're hours away from getting to the finish line. And in this unpredictable 2020, it's pretty special to wrap up the football season in this manner.
You are so right about that. And boy, so were you, how surprised were you yesterday when I texted you and said, guess what? The game's in Massillon.
Yeah, my phone was starting to smoke because so many people text out and you. And we're back and forth, and my gosh, Denny and Mark and I are trying to coordinate plans on who's picking up who and what time are we leaving, and we'll grab by deed on the way down, and then we flip it to be in Tiger Stadium. And in this year of uncertainty, how cool is that, that the Tigers are actually going to get an opportunity to play for the state title on their home field? That just doesn't happen too often that I ever remember.
No, I know. It's pretty unbelievable. And I did read in the press release that the OHSAA put out that they did approach Hoban and say to them, do you care? And Hoban was okay with it. You know, they said, no, we'll take them on anywhere, anytime, any place, kind of thing, you know?
Well, you know, and that's the sign of just a program with heritage and a program with confidence that, hey, it's the game, regardless of where we play it. We're going to play it. We're going to give it our best shot. I don't think I see his home field advantage as dominant as you would in past years, or maybe you have 16, 17,000 people in the stadium. We're going to have 15 to 1,800 in the stadium. So the crowd support, in a sense, won't be that overwhelming, you know, crescendo just coming out of the stands down onto the field. They just pretty much see it as a nice stadium. Stadium with history. Now let's get the chin straps on, see how things shake out after four quarters.
All right. So once they do that, these are two teams that are extremely familiar with each other, right?
Oh, boy, aren't they? I mean, we call it, in this year, we'll call the new math 1 + 1 = 3. How's that? Because here's the trilogy. You know, Hoban upset by Massillon last year, Hoban the winner. The year before that, people are saying rubber match, the trilogy, what have you. I think both teams, Nate Moore and Coach Terrell, are just seeing this as, hey, this is a state championship game. We don't get wrapped up in all the descriptions from media and those outside the lines in terms of what we do. So this is a state championship game. Not many teams get to do this year in and year out. These are two of them that have made it pretty consistent. It's going to be a pretty special night.
So what are the keys for each side?
Boy, after looking at last week and a really tough game we did last week against LaSalle, and I think Hoban with Avon, is third down efficiency, I think, is huge. Massillon, I think, was around 5 for 14 in the game. They held their opponent to about the same number. I think they'd like to be a little more proficient in that, as well as Hoban. And what they saw against Avon, minimized penalties. Both teams talked about this week stupid things that stop drives, like holding calls and what have you. And the line of scrimmages here are just going to be so paramount in success of whether they can run to set up the throw. These are two teams that really don't come out to try to set up the throw and sprinkle in the run. And we've got D1 talent just literally on both sides of the ball. Kenny was running it down this week. I was on the show with he and JT. And by the time you throw out the Massillon names, you throw out the Hoban names, you got an all-star team on one side of the ball. Now let's go work on the defensive or the offensive side. So, again, it's going to come down to efficiency on third down. Mistakes are always paramount. And special teams in terms of the punting game, like the Tigers, who can flip the field on you with one punt with Magnus Haynes. And we saw that last year, which was really a detriment to Hoban. Those are some of the keys that just stick out in my mind for tonight.
All right. Well, you guys stay safe. I'm so excited about this. Can't wait to hear how it turns out. And we'll be cheering on those Massillon Tigers tonight.
Well, the game's at home, so let's just keep the hardware here this year. How about that? We'll put one in the trophy case. So dust it off and get it ready. How's that sound?
I love it. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Pammy.